This is your daily mind medicine.
Yo, what's up? Let's talk about dreams, specifically big dreams. I was telling a friend this morning, I was playing at church this weekend. I still play at my church, play keys probably twice a month. I grew up in church. I love church. I'm a church kid, always will be. But they're long days. Like that, when I play, I leave the house at 5:30 and a couple services, and I usually don't get back till like 1:30 in the afternoon. So it's like a 7 or 8 hour day. So, and then we were at church that night for stuff. And so it's a really long weekend. And the message on Sunday, I'm just going to share part of it with you here. And if you're like, yo, I hate the Bible or whatever. Okay, we skip this one. But there's no greater manuscript for like how to live the right way than the Bible is the king of them all. Like it's the best. You read Proverbs once a day, you become successful almost automatically. So hear me out on this. One of the messages was to participate in the love language of God. The love language of God is obedience. The reason I'm talking to you about this in alignment with your dreams is because I want to challenge our assumption of a dream. How do you know when a dream is the right dream, a God dream, a big dream? Usually a great dream will challenge your own ability to do it on your own. This is a great thing. I think sometimes people get a little bit in the weeds on this and they think that for them to set an appropriate goal, they should be able to see how they're going to do it, right? Like I want to be able to see how I can get to the goal. It's got to be smart, measurable, attainable, realistic. Look, that is actually not a great way to set your goals. In fact, if you know that you're setting a goal that is in alignment with your calling, like what you're called to do, most of the time it's not going to be very smart. Like it's not going to be attainable or realistic. Like it's going to be way bigger than what you know how to do. I was thinking back to this moment in 2018. I had this idea. And in hindsight, I know now that this was like a God idea. You get these ideas during the day and some of them are just like, you know, you're getting a blueprint. You're getting a download from God, whatever you call it. And the idea was I was going to bolt on this something to one of our events. The details don't matter, but long story short, I was right on the starting line of getting it done. I had the right people coming out and I had set it all up and I pulled out at the last minute. I pulled out because in the moment I was like, I don't have time to do this. I don't want to have to deal with extra complications. But in reality, for be honest, it was because I was insecure. I was insecure about it. Insecurity is actually a form of pride, by the way. It doesn't feel like it at the time, but insecurity is when you believe what you feel about yourself more than you believe what God says about you. That's what insecurity is. I'm gonna basically argue with whatever God has said about me using my own standards of what I feel like I'm capable of doing. It's the feeling of insecurity. And that insecurity led to some doubt. People won't even want this. I'm not going to do it. I got all in my own head. And doubt is really, if you go all the way back through like the very beginning of the Bible, the first weapon that the enemy or the resistance used against God's people was doubt. Doubt that is counseled, doubt that is trusted, doubt that is listened to is actually the first choice of the enemy. If you listen to your doubt, it will kill your calling. And I didn't do it. Long story short, I haven't thought about this moment in years. It's like at the time of recording this, it's 2024. It's 2018. This is like 6 years ago. And I was on the phone this morning. I was supporting somebody who is becoming a good friend of mine. I'm going to support him. And we're just talking about these ideas. I had this realization. I was looking around and I'm seeing all of these areas in other people's businesses and missions and these initiatives. And it matches almost identically to the blueprint that I got in 2018. But they didn't start till 2020, 2021. One of them's just starting now. And a lot of them are run by really good friends of mine. And I had this moment was like, okay, I'm gonna think about this because this matches literally almost to a T what I was going to do in 2018. And I was talking to God about it. And God told me this. He said, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. You're okay. It's like, oh, that's a relief. Great. So I'm just coming off of this weekend at church talking about obedience and disobedience. I'm like, oh, I don't want to. Maybe I made the wrong call. This feels like that was a God idea. But the next words that I heard God speak to me, don't worry about it. You're okay. But if you don't do it, I will find another. And I was like, oh my goodness. It was picture perfect proof that I wasn't willing to do something. And it's not going to stop the movement. what it is it stopped my involvement in the movement. Remember this, whenever you pull out of a dream because you do not feel secure or talented enough to achieve that dream, it doesn't mean that the dream is not going to happen. It means that the dream will happen through someone else. And it doesn't mean that you've lost your calling, because I think we all go through this. It's like, you know, I made the wrong decision. I should have done it. I didn't do it. It doesn't mean that you have lost your ability to be involved. What it means is that God's heart is to use you. And you know it's a God dream. You know it's the right dream when it challenges your own ability to do it on your own. It challenges your ability to do it yourself. This is a beautiful principle. And if we can catch this and get used to it, what it'll mean for us is that we become attuned. We start listening to different things. We're listening for the right things. Our grid, like, did this come from God? Did it not? You know that a voice comes from God because it will be more uplifting of you than you are of yourself. The things God says about you are better than the things you say about yourself. You know it's a God dream because it's going to be bigger than what you feel is possible in the moment. And our job is to not figure it all out all the time. It's just to take the very first step. I hope this encourages you. Y'all get out there. Let's chase some stuff. Let's do some crazy, cool things. I know that my organizations right now, I feel so good about them. They're so much fun. But I can tell you this, I've learned some things. And one of the biggest things that I want to teach you that I've learned from personal experience is that if you're really called to it, at times it'll be really hard. At times it will feel impossible. And that is all by design. All of it's by design. I'll teach a little bit more about this in the coming days, but I hope this helps. I love you. Goodbye.